You're listening to SBS News.
The day began with the Netherlands taking on Cameroon in Valenciennes. With a 3-1 win, the Netherlands was confirmed a place in the knockout stage. The match saw 22-year-old Vivian Miedema become the all-time Dutch top scorer by registering her 59th and 60th international goals. It came in just her 77th cap. Miedema celebrated her landmark goal by doing a forward roll and says she's still as happy scoring goals now as when making her international debut.
5 years ago, I'm always happy that I can goal make.
5 years ago, I was very happy to score goals as well. And I was a teenager at the time, and I thought it was important when scoring a goal that I wasn't cheering out of respect for my opponent. But now it's a World Cup, so I think you can cheer and be a little crazy about it. It's a special moment, and I made a deal with my brother to make a roll on the pitch. But maybe that won't happen again next time. No, I don't think so. No more gymnastics.
Cameroon had equalised through Gabrielle Ongene just 154 seconds after Miedema put the Dutch 1-0 in front. But further goals from Dominique Bloodworth and Miedema put the result beyond doubt, eliminating Cameroon from the tournament in the process. Nevertheless, Cameroon coach Alan Jumpfer said his players will try to perform well in their last game against New Zealand.
I am satisfied of the performance of our players in terms of their play as well, both in terms of organisation and in terms of what they gave. Currently, we still have one game left and we're going to bet on doing our best in this third game. We need to keep calm and prepare for this next game.
Tant sur le plan organisationnel que sur le plan de l'envie.
Focus then shifted to Grenoble, where Canada was taking on New Zealand. Canada managed 13 shots in the first half without scoring, but finally did so through Jesse Fleming a couple of minutes into the second half. The Canadians' domination continued until the 79th minute, when Nichelle Prince added a deserved second goal, knocking New Zealand out of the World Cup. Fleming told reporters how she was feeling after the game.
Just excited as a group to get the win. I know coming into the group stage, we wanted to come out with 3 wins, so 2 out of 3 and one more to go. Just very excited to be able to score a goal and help my team win and be a part of this team and group of players, and hopefully we'll be able to continue that throughout the tournament.
Canada will play the Netherlands for top spot in Group E when they meet on Friday. New Zealand coach Tom Somani, who's a former Matildas coach, said he and the players are disappointed, but will give their all in their final appearance of this year's World Cup.
What we've got to do as a team like New Zealand is doing the things that we can do the very best we can do them. Tonight we didn't do that. When that happens to us, playing against teams of Canada's level, we just simply can't compete. So the key thing is just to regroup, get everybody healthy, and then go on to the next game.
The next batch of fixtures see Group F back in action. Sweden play Thailand, while the United States, fresh from a 13-0 win against the Thai team, play Chile. Evan Young, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.